Bans on books increased across much of the country last year and changed Summer Boismier's life. She taught high school English in Oklahoma, and she showed her students where to find banned books online. Uproar ensued, and Summer Boismier eventually quit. Now she works for the Brooklyn Public Library in New York City, where she helps plan the library's wide-ranging suite of teen programs and events. And Summer joins us now. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So just to back up, you grew up in Oklahoma. You taught high school English in Norman, Oklahoma. And you chose to cover up your school bookshelf with butcher paper and give your students this QR code to gain access to books that have been banned in many school districts. Briefly, how did you come up with that idea in the first place?
Well, I would say the idea to cover the shelves, of course, was not mine. It was my school district's. The directive had been given to teachers prior to the start of school that we were to restrict or remove student access to our classroom libraries per our state's divisive concepts law, HB 1775. So I did exactly what my district asked me to do. I restricted access. But I also provided a QR code.
And I want to ask you a little bit about the reaction. It seems on one side, there were attacks on you. The Oklahoma State Superintendent mentioned teachers indoctrinating students, but also folks who came to your side.
Yes.
Can you talk about the response against you and then the response backing you?
Sure. You know, I've been called all kinds of names on the internet. I've had people call for my prosecution and my execution. But I have also had people take that QR code, and it's become yard signs, stickers, T-shirts. It has spread, per the Streisand effect, further than I ever could have hoped. And I hope to think so many young people have had access to books they want to read because of that.
Summer, let me ask you about one book that has been banned by many school districts.
Sure.
The Bluest Eye, the novel by Toni Morrison back in 1970. It includes elements of abuse, pedophilia, sexual assault, incest. For a parent who comes to you and says, you know, my 15-year-old doesn't need this at this age, at some level, do you understand where this parent is coming from?
Of course I do. And I would say, you know, my goal in working with any stakeholders, students, parents, guardians, is always collaboration, right? I'm the content expert, the guardian, the parent is the kid expert. And, you know, what I would say is I would hope that, you know, the parent or guardian would read the text with their student if they have concerns. Ultimately, if they decide that they would like to suggest an alternate or request an alternate, I hope that decision is made, again, in conjunction with the student. That is fully within their prerogative, but what they don't have the prerogative to do is make that decision for other students.
Your story seems to end well. You quit your job in Oklahoma, moved to Brooklyn where you're working, but elsewhere for some librarians and teachers, as you know, it is not ending well. One librarian in Western Michigan has been called a pedophile, threatened with phone calls, photographed by strangers. Another in Idaho had Bible verses about judgment shouted at her, people showing up with guns at library board meetings. I imagine, right, some of these people are just going to quit. You quit. And so the question is, what does Oklahoma lose by losing you?
Before I get there, I do want to point something out. My story, I would challenge, has not ended well. It's not over. I mean, I lie awake at night. I suffer panic attacks in the middle of the day. I can't listen to interviews or read things that I've done for fear that those rogue tweets are going to come back, right? I'm just one rogue thought away from a breakdown. I don't consider that a good ending.
And that's the question then, right? I mean, if teachers either choose to leave, choose not to go into the profession in the first place, system-wide, what is lost in the system?
Everything. This public education system that we have nationwide is far from perfect and has often been, you know, the source and the site of many atrocities, frankly. But many teachers, myself included, are trying to remedy that, right? We're bringing inclusive texts into the classroom. We're prioritizing, right, social emotional learning and culturally responsive education. And we're trying to bring, right, education to a place where it can really truly be that cornerstone of democracy where our students have choice.
That is Summer Boimier, a former English teacher in Norman, Oklahoma. She's quit and now works at the Brooklyn Public Library's Teen Initiatives Project Manager. Summer, thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you.